in cap space. Baseball. Reds righty Homer Bailey had surgery to remove bone spurs from his elbow. He'll likely start the season on the disabled list.
In their first two meetings at home, the Warriors crushed the Thunder. Now it's the return to OKC for Kevin Durant to face Russell Westbrook and his former team. Warriors Thunder, Saturday at 7:30 Eastern on ABC and on ESPN Radio.
You know, sometimes holding things for people is just the right thing to do. Holding the door, holding someone's place in line, even holding your wife's purse when she uses the restroom. That's why when you reserve a used car on CarMax.com, they'll hold it for up to 7 days free of charge. Will they hold it if it's pink and enormous and full of more lip gloss than anyone could use in one lifetime? Well, if they loved you, they would, apparently. 7 day holds, no judgments. CarMax, drive what's possible.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Suarez takes a swing through the ATL and visits the Hawks tonight.
You know, I've never been in a game before of the NBA.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The new NASCAR season and spring break are about to share one weekend at Phoenix Raceway. So what can you expect? Rowdy Bush, Kevin the Closer Harvick, Jimmy I Need a New Nickname Johnson, grills, games, body paint, trading paint, new foods, new friends, new stories you'll probably want to keep off Facebook, nail-biting, rule-breaking, trophy-winning, pins, needles, goosebumps, green flags, can't breathe, can't wait. Come on! Race day. Whew. The Camping World 500, March 17th through the 19th. Visit phoenixraceway.com. Get tickets from $25. Win spring break.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Bagley. Join me every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. This one-hour interactive show takes you beyond the typical storylines in NASCAR with the stars of the sport.
The celebration's been fun. I mean, afterwards, I guess I didn't leave the track until my 1:30, so I caught it with my crew in South Beach.
NASCAR Live also gives you in-depth analysis with MRN's top personalities.
Because for me, the decisive moment of this championship was when...
Check it out. NASCAR Live this Tuesday night at 7 Eastern on the Motor Racing Network.
In the midst of a whirlwind first few weeks on the job as Joe Gibbs Racing's newest Cup driver, Daniel Suarez is touring Atlanta today, helping to kick off the Xfinity Series 2017 season after winning the title last year. He says a test at Phoenix in the Cup car helped start his season off on the right note, with just 10 days to go before the clash at Daytona.
We have to keep learning about this new car and trying to learn about the competition as well and trying to be smart. I feel like if we can finish all the races that we can, that is going to be very, very helpful in Daytona to learn about the car, to learn what I have to do, what I have to be.
Earlier today, NASCAR said wrecked race cars won't be able to return to the track if repairs are too extensive for pit road. There's much more on this at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
He said he was going out for one or two beers, and the next morning, he ended up in Mexico.
You boys like Mexico? Yeah!
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
Hour number three of the Afternoon Players Club continues from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, Iowa City. 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, the North Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Lots to dive into on a Thursday. We're going to have Woodja and another chance to score from World Wrestling Entertainment. But before we get into three new hours of the APC, we got to wrap up hour number three of the program with Jeremiah Davis joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour from the barn tonight. Hawkeyes looking for their second road win in conference this year. Can they add Minnesota to a list that only has Rutgers right now as the road teams they have knocked off? 8 p.m. tip-off on the Big Ten Network. 6 o'clock showdown still to come, but with some of these rosters going full and complete, World Baseball Classic Fever has officially taken over in Studio A. We just got a list from Team USA.
There's a pill for World Baseball Classic Fever, by the way.
Thank you.
Just let it run its course.
You have to imagine the Dominican Republic each and every year. The favorites to win the World Baseball Classic. They actually were the team that ended Japan's streak last year. I beg your pardon. The last go around, four seasons ago.
They've got a pretty. I'm
interested to see what they're piecing together for a championship defense.
That nation has a fairly decent roster, just at first blush.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just going to lay you the names. I don't think people care that Fernando Abad is on the Dominican roster, so I'll give you the stars.
Okay.
Jose Bautista.
Okay.
Adrian Beltre.
Okay.
Dellin Betances. Mm. Robinson Cano. Mm. Nelson Cruz. Johnny Cueto. Manny Machado. Starling Marte, Carlos Martinez, Hanley Ramirez, Alex Reyes of the Cardinals, Jose Reyes, Carlos Santana, Edinson Volquez, and several other players.
That's going to be a nasty team this year.
Real quickly, I'm going to read a name off of a roster, and I need you to tell me what country that particular player. By the way, there's a lot of former Cedar Rapids Colonels playing in the World Baseball Classic this year, but are you ready?
I'm actually up for the challenge today. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm picking a roster at random. Tito Polo. Tito Polo. It's just one L. Otherwise, I would say Pollo. Tito Polo.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Polo. Tito Polo will be participating in the 2017 World Baseball Classic.
Tito. Am I saying it right? Tito Polo?
Hell if I know. I've never heard of the guy.
Okay. Tito Polo sounds like he would be a Caribbean. I'm going to imagine he's from one of the South American countries. I've narrowed it down. He's either from Venezuela or he's from Colombia. I'm going to go with your head, not your heart. I want to say Venezuelan, so I'm going to flip it. Is he from Colombia?
He is Colombian. Okay. How about Chris Davis? This would be K-H-R-I-S, Chris Davis, the Oakland Athletics slugger.
You would assume it's North American. The question is, though, does he have some kind of, is he from Israel?
Well, Israel didn't qualify.
Oh, they didn't. Okay, well, then that narrows it down. Chris Davis is, if they didn't qualify, the easy answer is either. Does he have Mexican descent? Does he have Italian descent? Chris Davis, I'm trying to picture him in my head right now. I'm going to lean. See, I want to say Italy, but it's probably like Mexico. Give me Mexico.
He is playing for Team Mexico.
Ooh.
I would ask you Brandon Nimmo, but you follow the Mets, so you probably know who he's playing for.
Italy.
He is on Team Italy. I'm trying to find guys that would make you actually think.
Okay.
And everybody on that particular roster sounds like they would be from that country, so I'm not going to. Rowan Wick.
Rowan Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Spell his last name for me.
Wick as in Candlewick. Former position player in the minor leagues turned pitcher. He has not made his major league debut.
Okay,
yet. This is a deep cut.
Because I was asking myself, have I heard of this guy before? And where would
text line says, where is the condiment talk?
All right, I'm just gonna throw one out there. Wick. Did
70-70 throw in the towel on this game?
He's gonna be somewhere like last one. He's either Dutch or he's from Australia. I'm going to go Wick. I'm going to go Australia.
The team Netherlands did not qualify. and he's not from Australia. And Rowan Wick is a member, Alex Kuhn, of the St. Louis Cardinals farm system, and he is of Canadian descent. He couldn't hit a lick. They've turned him into a pitcher, and now he's got a chance to eventually make the Cardinals' bullpen. And yes, the 6 o'clock showdown music is going to save us from, well, the only two teams left were Italy and Japan, and I think the Japanese team was probably pretty obvious. We
need have two so callers. Many program directors on the text line.
Shohei Ohtani, by the way, will not be playing, and he announced this earlier, but Ohtani, the Japanese pitcher, the modern-day Babe Ruth, not participating in the World Baseball Classic. We need two callers right now to 319-366-1600 for tonight's 6 o'clock showdown on the line. Tickets to see a UNI basketball game in the near future. 366-1600. Callers number 1 and 2. Lots of former colonels on that Australian roster. I always like, I root for the Australians because they're a big-time underdog.
Let's bring John into the fold. John from Ely is going to be jumping on Team Brommel Camp. What's up, John? Also, we have Cameron from Centerpoint. He's going to be on Team Ryder. Let's bring him into the fold. Cameron, what's going on, man?
Not much.
All right, boys, even if you've played inside the showdown before or you've heard the contest, going to hit refresh on the rules. 7 questions, 60 seconds, none of which have anything to do with the World Baseball Classic. Whoever has the most at the end of this contest, you're going to go see the Panthers and the Bradley Braves 1 week from tonight. Cameron, seeing that my team won last week, you and I are going to remain quiet until John and Todd get done with their 60-second clock. Gentlemen, you're trying to save as much time, all right? If you do not have an answer, say pass, we will give you a second crack at it. Cameron, do you have any questions?
No.
John, do you have any questions?
No.
Your 60 seconds begins now.
All right, John, how large was the deficit New England overcame Sunday night to win the Super Bowl?
25.
The Cleveland Browns and the Chicago Bears own the first and third picks in the NFL draft. What team has the second pick?
49ers.
How many consecutive years have the UNI Panthers won the Missouri Valley Tournament in St. Louis?
3.
Yesterday, the New York Yankees signed this man who finished tied for the National League lead with 41 homers last year.
Pass.
What conference does number 1 ranked Gonzaga play in?
Back now.
The Pittsburgh Steelers have been saying hell no to teams calling about trading for this player.
Le'Veon Bell.
How many players were part of the trade that sent Carmelo Anthony to the Knicks in 2011? It's multiple choice. 9, 13, 14, or 16?
9.
You got 2.
You got 2. I've seen it win before. John, it won 2 weeks ago, brother. 2-1. Hold tight. Cameron, I've got TB's questions in front of me. 3's a win. 2 is for sudden death overtime. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go, brother. At 9-1 in Big Ten play, this team sits atop the conference as of today.
Maryland.
True or false, the 49ers will not have an offensive coordinator next season. Not have an offensive coordinator.
False.
Before leaving for Miami, how many years was Ken O'Keefe Iowa's offensive coordinator?
5.
What spicy condiment derailed an entire segment on last night's show?
Pass.
Fran McCaffrey began his Sunday news conference congratulating dance marathon participants for raising how much money?
$2.5 million.
What Big Ten school did Super Bowl standout James White attend? Multiple choice. Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Michigan State?
Nebraska.
What NHL team fired its longtime head coach yesterday? This is for the tie.
Pass.
You're not even going to give me a guess to tie? What NHL team fired its longtime head coach yesterday?
LA Kings.
2-1.
Cameron, I appreciate the effort, friend. This is where we got to say goodbye. And John, what did we tell you, man? Sometimes 2's the magic number. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Got to put you on hold.
Ely triumphs over Center Point tonight in the 6 o'clock showdown.
Do you want to clean yours up first?
UNI has won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament 2 years in a row. The Yankees signed Chris Carter yesterday. It's not the X-Files Chris Carter. It's not the former wide receiver Chris Carter. It's the guy who hit 41 dingers last year. Gonzaga plays in the West Coast Conference. Le'Veon Bell, good guess, but the Steelers have been telling teams hell no about trading Antonio Brown. And that Carmelo Anthony trade back in 2011, Anthony, of course, rumored to be on the move again, possibly. 13 players involved in that deal.
At 9-1 in Big Ten play, this team sits atop the conference as of today. That would be the Wisconsin Badgers. True. The Niners are not going to have an offensive coordinator next year.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Calling his own plays.
Todd, how long was Ken O'Keefe, Iowa's offensive coordinator, before jetting for the NFL?
13 seasons. He's been gone for 5. Good guess.
What spicy condiment derailed an entire segment of last night's show, which is at the text line in an uproar tonight, that we have not talked about ranch or sriracha? What Big Ten school did Super Bowl standout James White attend, Todd?
That would be Wisconsin.
And what NHL team fired their longtime head coach just yesterday?
We talked about this yesterday on the program because they did it right before the Patriots had their Super Bowl parade, but the Bruins parted ways with the dean of NHL coaches, Claude Julien. Trying to slip that one under the radar while people were focusing on throwing Bud Lights to Gronk on the back of the Ducks. Did you see the video that he doesn't even see the can coming? He just instinctually puts his hand up in the air and catches it. The man is a virtual beer magnet.
He said he was going to mind his P's and Q's. Instead, he was catching cans of beer, pounding, crunching, and spiking. Other players today on Russillo and Cannell, others who have joined other different networks claiming that Patriots fans were throwing airplane bottles of Fireball towards them while they were making their way around the parade route yesterday in Boston.
What is it with Boston and Fireball? They did that for the Red Sox too, right? Or was it the last time the Patriots? They've had so many parades in Boston the last 10 years. What a tortured sports city.
Have you seen the 15-year-old who continues to get his 15 seconds of fame every year a professional team in Boston wins?
See, the Bruins, Claude Julien led them to a Stanley Cup. A lot of good that did him. And the Red Sox have had three. Patriots now have had
five. And then the big three for the Celtics led them to one.
Well, the new big three.
1895 coming back saying, sorry, Tyler, I froze. Cameron, I'm not mad at you, brother. That ticker, when you hear it in your ear, man, it adds to the pressure. Yeah, the kid's 15 years old. He's seen 10, Todd, 10 championship parades. I asked for one, and I'm just that guy who hosts the radio show, and people bark at me. Who cares? Nobody cares. I just want one. I just want one as I sit here at 6:20 with my New York Knicks hat on tonight. We still got to talk Iowa
Jimmy
hoops.
Butler now is trying to get involved in it. What is with the NBA and players trying to call the shots on the trade market? Jimmy Butler is trying to get in on the trade for Carmelo Anthony talk.
Because you want to keep your prize piece.
Players play.
Your franchise player happy.
Players play, coaches coach, let the front office make the deals.
That is one sport I would not want to be a general manager in. Is the National Basketball Association. I mean, that is a conference, or that's a league where you can go to many, many conference championships, conference finals. You can execute in the playoffs year in and year out. But because you run into LeBron in the East, or you ran into Shaq in the West, you ran into Jordan in the East, or you were running into the likes of Barkley and Kobe and the others in the West, Duncan and the Spurs, leaving some of those big names out. You would go into May in the playoffs and you'd be out of a job. And people were saying, I mean, hell, Todd, that's the only league I know of where coaches can win Coaches of the Year awards and a year later be out of a job. And that's the way the association is right now. If you're not, say, if you don't have one of the top five, top seven players on your roster in the NBA, you're constantly coming into your office wondering if they've taken your name off the door in the front office of the arena. If you don't have LeBron, if you don't have KD, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Durant, I'm sure I'm leaving somebody else out there. I'm going to get barked at. But if you don't have one of those big five, James Harden in Houston, I guess you could also throw Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio on that list. I don't know how they do it in the NBA. I'll just leave it at that. But yes, you got to keep your franchise players happy. And Phil Jackson just trying every attempt to get under Carmelo Anthony's skin for him just to say, screw it, trade me to anybody just so I can get out of New York. So it was Carmelo who, back in 2011, had enough with the front office in Denver and said, I don't care what it takes, even if you've got to get a third team in here, let's start moving players. That third team in that deal between the Knicks and the Nuggets, anybody, anybody? The Minnesota Timberwolves. 622. Let's come back. We'll hit reset with a big board. Then we're going to get the Eric Church-loving fan himself, Jeremiah Davis, who's in the Tri-Cities right now. And he is talking about basketball and all things Hawkeyes. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, including 1600 AM. Historic Main Gym. We have a lot more on the way next.
There are a lot of options when it comes to buying flowers for Valentine's, but there's only one, Rose Authority. That's why every year you keep coming back to 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers never fails to wow her with their elegant and stunning bouquets. And 1-800-Flowers has the best deals on all the Valentine's essentials that you need. Right now, you can order 18 red roses for just $29.99. Or you can upgrade that. That's 24 red roses for just another $10. These breathtaking roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness and your loved one's amazement. 18 red roses for just $29.99. Or an upgrade to 24 red roses for just another $10. That's an amazing Valentine's Day offer. But it expires today. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than your Rose Authority. 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 18 red roses for just $29.99 or to upgrade that to 24 red roses for only another $10, go to 1-800-Flowers.com today, click the radio icon, and enter code Jacoby. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter code Jacoby, and don't forget, that offer ends today. Why wait to wow? Order right now.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before our client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com to learn more.
I ride my bike to work, pack an organic lunch with produce I buy locally. It's all good, but face it, green living can cost a little more. Here I am saving the planet, and my wife hassles me because we don't have savings for a rainy day. So I go to Dupaco for a free money makeover. They recycle all my loans into one easy payment that saves enough green to fertilize my savings account and even help me kick a little back to my community. Dupaco's cooperative thinking puts money to work locally by providing friends and neighbors low-cost loans, funding for small businesses, and more. With Dupaco's sustainable money methods, you can save the planet, save your marriage, and still save a little extra for fundraisers in your neighborhood.
Enriching lives through sustainable money methods. Some call that smart money.
I call it bright green.
Dupaco Community Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Save.
Borrow. Invest.
Insure.
Trust.
For Valentine's Day, let your local Hy-Vee florist create a magical arrangement guaranteed to melt your sweetheart. Their beautiful bouquets and elegant arrangements are the best in town and at the best price, too. Make this particular Valentine's Day even more unforgettable. When you stop in for flowers, also pick up chocolate-covered strawberries, a gift card, or a bottle of wine. Find gifts of love at Hy-Vee. Call your Cedar Rapids or Marion Hy-Vee florist today. Visit Hy-Vee.com and check out the Hy-Vee Facebook page for special savings. Your Hy-Vee floral designers can design anything you dream.
His scotch is older than his wife.
Is that scotch?
Scotch and Splenda. Tastes like Splenda, gets you drunk like scotch.
Todd Brommel Camp and the APC on KGYM.
KGYMradio.com is the website as well. Internet stream continuing to the top of the hour, where we have UNI Panther basketball. Got details on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board Update, TV.
We'll start in the Twin Cities, where Iowa looks to make it four wins in a row tonight as it takes on Minnesota. 8 o'clock tip-off at Williams Arena. That game broadcast on the Big Ten Network. Iowa 14-10 overall, 6-5 in Big Ten action. Richard Pitino's Gophers are 16-7, but just 4-6 in league play. This is the first and only time the two teams will play this year unless they meet in the Big Ten tournament in Washington, D.C. next month. Texas's Jarrett Allen hit a pair of free throws with 7.2 seconds left last night, lifting the Longhorns to a 67-65 win over Iowa State. Matt Thomas led the Cyclones with 17 points. Deontay Burton added 13. Iowa State did not start strong. They missed 15 of their first 17 shots. Former Cyclone George Niang has been recalled from the D-League by the Indiana Pacers after just one game with the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. UNI is home tonight. The Panthers will host Southern Illinois at the McLeod Center. We've got that game on our FM frequencies at 7 o'clock. UNI has won four of the five last meetings. The Salukis haven't won in Cedar Falls since 2003. And the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are at home tonight. They take on Des Moines. The puck drops at 7:05. Riders have won two straight.
I'm just quickly scrolling through these rosters. The World Baseball Classic. Todd, Pat Neshek might be the oldest player in the entire tournament. Justin Morneau's on the Canadian roster. He's 35. There's some 35-year-olds up there. There's some 34-year-olds up there.
I'm going to go ahead and throw a name at you. Fastball right down the pipe. Bartolo Colon.
Colon. Why didn't you bring him up on the Dominican roster?
I said I was going to read off the stars. Bartolo Colon's kind of over the hill.
Okay, but he still, you know what? I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, no, I'm just saying he wasn't. To me, Bartolo Colon is not a star. 15 years ago, you named Bartolo Colon.
Bartolo Colon, who hit a homer last year. Bartolo Colon, who's 42 years old, who's had two shoulder replacement, or two what seem to be career-ending shoulder injuries and has pitched his way back to the big leagues. Now, granted, he used a little bit of performance enhancing to speed up that process.
Not a star.
Oh, wow. How old is Bart? 41? 42? I cannot believe this guy is actually still pitching. How about 41 years of age? Canadian roster. He's going to pitch for this team. I'll give you a hint. Closer. Disgraced.
Eric Gagne.
Canadian. Eric Gagne, 41 years of age. Is there any way that guy can even hit 90 on the gun right now?
Ryan Dempster is also on the roster for Team Canada, and it is very apparent from the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line that the listeners care not for the World Baseball Classic rosters.
Are we in a people-pleasing business now?
We are in the people-pleasing business. We want the people to be pleased with us every day. And that makes for a very difficult job sometimes. You ready to talk to Jeremiah?
Actually, I want to talk about Sriracha, but if we have to please the people, then I guess we're not going to be doing that.
Jeremiah strikes me as a guy who definitely likes his artisanal Sriracha.
Jeremiah Davis, does he like ranch, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
6:31, let's go to it then. Jeremiah Davis joining us from the Twin Cities after this. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City. And 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Sometimes you are too much, Alex Kuhn, KGYM.
Are you planning a weekend getaway, your family's holiday break, or a sunny winter escape? Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation homes and short-term rentals.
On Tripping.com, you can easily search and compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites, so you spend less time planning and more time relaxing.
Head to Tripping.com today to find the perfect cabin, beach house, or condo for your next trip.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 2/9 to 14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set, anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave you an affordable payment plan. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
He might have lost the game, but he won the tailgate.
I'm ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
Todd Brommelkamp in the APC on KGYM.
As the Afternoon Players Club makes the turn for home, APC welcomes you back, whether you're listening to us through the KGYM radio app or locally, 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 106.3 FM, including 107.5 FM, the North and South Gym. We're being led by Alex Kuhn, Tyler Ryder, and Todd Brommelkamp. More to get to on Thursday's program, but we wrap up tonight by, if I can hear it in the background, perhaps maybe he's already made his way into the barn in the Twin Cities, but perhaps maybe he's outside in the frigid temperatures of Minneapolis. Our next guest joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Hawkeyes tonight in Minneapolis taking on Richard Pitino's Golden Gopher Ball Club for the only time this season, pending they don't meet in D.C. at the Big Ten Tournament. Jeremiah Davis on the program. Hey, J.D., it's Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. You want to walk us through what it was like getting to the arena and just how cold it is up there tonight?
Well, I'm actually staying like right across the street, so it didn't take them that much. But it is extremely cold. Okay, I'll give you that.
What is that's like a Holiday Inn Express or something, right? Right across the street from Williams Arena.
It's a Days Inn.
Days Inn, right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've stayed there. I've stayed there before. It makes that trip very convenient.
Yes.
What are your thoughts tonight? Iowa's riding a little 3-game winning streak, but they are an underdog this evening against Richard Pitino's Gophers.
You know, it's like every other game. I hate to, you know, use this. I think I said it last time I was with you. It's I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. I really don't, because Minnesota had looked really, really good, you know, at the early part of the conference season. They were ranked briefly, and then they went on that 5-game losing streak where it was a couple different reasons why they, you know, lost those games. Iowa's played as well as they have in the whole conference season in the last three, but they only have one win on the road, so you can't say that they're super prepared, you know, or super proven that they're going to come in here and be just fine. The one thing I would give Iowa coming back up here is I think Peter Jok's going to be, you know, back into form. You know, you would expect him to be after sort of getting his warm-up game back into play. It's just going to all come down to if they can handle Nate Mason and Reggie Lynch, in my opinion.
You brought up Jok, so let's go there. 14. How do you think he fared against Nebraska? Still kicking the rust off tonight Seems that we have lost Jeremiah Davis, so we're going to see if we can get him set back up.
Yeah, we didn't lose him. We know where he's at, and we know what happened.
Well, you know, trying to keep things, you know.
He
You know what happens.
Positive.
Yes.
Trying to keep the listeners happy one quarter at a time. Jeremiah, I was asking with the performance of Peter over the weekend against Nebraska, do you feel perhaps maybe he's still going to be kicking the rust off tonight when he makes another start for Fran's team in Minnesota?
Maybe a little bit. I think it was a conscious decision from what he said to work himself back into the flow. He didn't hunt his shot, which is different for him. You know, obviously is normally, you know, trying to shoot basically every time he touches the ball. Didn't dribble a whole lot. I think he's still easing his way back in, testing that back to make sure that he's ready to go. I think maybe not going to be 100% from the field tonight, but I think we're going to see him be a lot more aggressive tonight than he was the other day.
All right, what do the Hawkeyes have to worry about tonight with Minnesota?
Nate Mason and Reggie Lynch. That inside-outside combo. Nate Mason is every bit of that quick, capable guard that Iowa has struggled so much against this year, only he can shoot a little better than a lot of them. You know, the way Fran McCaffrey put it, you have to come out, you have to meet him at the perimeter. You can't wait for him to drive to the lane, which makes help defense a little more difficult. As for Reggie Lynch, he blocks shots like crazy. It's more than three a game, leads the Big Ten. Got to watch him at Illinois State when I was covering UNI, and he's even better than he was then. I mean, the guy is an inside presence, offense and defense, and you know, it's not often you see a shot blocker that who can score, but Lynch is definitely that. So they've got that inside-outside combo in those two guys specifically that, you know, it's going to give Iowa some fits.
Jordan Bohannon, he's right now the reigning conference player of freshman of the week. How important was him to continue to progress during Jock's time on the bench while he was nursing that back injury?
Very. I mean, the kid, his confidence is unlike anything I think I've seen in somebody his age. He really doesn't care about whatever's going on, and in a good way, you know. But to be able to step forward and be that good while Jock was out and sort of carry the weight he did was really, really impressive. And I don't think that there's anything other than, you know, you can't knock him for anything at the moment. I mean, his turnovers have improved. His assist numbers are good. He's really, you know, worked into the role that he has well. And quicker than I think most would have expected.
Do you think Iowa has any shot at making the NCAA tournament this year?
If they win the Big Ten tournament.
I mean, and that's it. That's it.
At this point, they've got too many losses that are would be considered bad to have an at-large chance. I mean, you know, if they win out, maybe they're on the fringe, but I just don't see it with some of the non-conference losses they took and you know, three-game losing streak, losing to Illinois. I mean, like, it's going to be too tall of a hill to climb, you know, unless they win the Big Ten tournament.
You know, Jeremiah, I'm going to go ahead and preface this by saying that, yeah, I probably was already in the danger zone by creeping onto the message boards to read what the fans had to say. But five of their final seven contests, it's going to be against teams that they only face off against one time. Why is that so important near the end of the stretch that you only see Michigan State once, you only see Penn State, Wisconsin, and Indiana one time throughout the season?
Well, what's interesting to me, actually, just to counter that a little bit, is they've actually been better when they've faced teams for a second time.
Right.
You know, they've won all of those games. So they've, you know, they've had three rematches this year, and they've been better in all of them. They've won all of them. So I don't know. I think it's familiarity. I think it's not having to face some of those tough teams more than once. You're right. It's a lucky break. Not having to face Wisconsin or Indiana or Michigan State twice is a pretty lucky break. But I think the unknown is what has thrown this team for a loop more than not. When they know better who they're facing and they know what they're up against, especially defensively, their preparedness looks like it's better. In a first-time scenario, I think a lot of times it's been sort of, you know, uncertain. And so it's good and bad, I guess, is the, you know, walking the fence answer for you.
From your perspective, what is it that's gone right for the Hawkeyes during this little three-game winning streak? Opponents aside, you still have to give Iowa credit for winning those games.
Ball movement. I mean, that's independent of all of their opponents. They move the ball extremely well. They're unselfish with it. Their spacing has been good. You know, when the ball is moving, the Iowa offense is lethal. Clearly. I mean, their shot percentage is up tremendously. I wrote in a couple different stories this week that, you know, their effective field goal percentage, which gives a little more weight to a three-pointer, you know, because it's worth more, you know, via KenPom, is, I think, like 53 or 54% from the field in the three-game winning streak. And in the losing streak, it was 43% or something like that. I'd have to look up my own story to double-check that. But the shooting percentage goes up because they're getting open shots. They're getting open shots because they're moving the ball better. It's as simple as that. Whether they're running sets or motion, when the ball has moved in these last three games, they've found themselves open inside or outside. And they, like, before, the ball would stop, and it wasn't just Peter Jok; it was everybody. The ball would stop. There would be dribbling. There would be more turnovers. And once that opened up, everything became easier.
A few more minutes with Jeremiah Davis from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, currently at Williams Arena for the 8 p.m. tip-off between Iowa and Minnesota. To me, Jeremiah, the player who took advantage of Peter Jok missing time the most was Brady Ellingson during that three-game stretch. I beg your pardon, this three-game winning streak, two-game stretch. What's his role now, now that Jok has returned and he's maybe at 75, 80%?
I mean, I don't think it's going to change that much, to be honest with you. I mean, he's played his way into that role and sort of almost guaranteed himself, you know, 15, 20 minutes at least. Frank McCaffrey has a tendency to, I don't want to say overinflate importance of his guys, but he defends his guys hard. But at the same time, using words like cerebral and intense and efficient is high praise. And I don't think that any of that is unfair. He's not overinflating what Brady Ellingson was in that two-game absence and the third game when Jok came back. He picks his shots well. He's smart about when to release and when it's going to go in, when he has a high percentage chance of making that shot. And because of that, he's going to play his way onto the floor.
Jeremiah, why doesn't Fran like you?
What do you mean?
I you asked that question after the Nebraska game about closing things out, and I thought it was a good question, and he was short with you. And I'm just wondering, is there something there?
I don't know. You have to ask him. I'm going to use his answer for when we ask about Peter Jok. I don't know. I like to ask interesting questions. I like to ask him things that, you know, I think people want to know. And if sometimes that rubs him the wrong way, well, I mean, I got thick enough skin. I don't worry about it.
I thought it was a good question after the Nebraska game.
Dom Yule, Jeremiah, he continues to see his time this year at least, I wouldn't say diminished, but it's slowly tricking away where he's not getting anywhere near the average he was last year. If you're Dom Yule, how do you try to improve that, the final games left on the schedule and then into your senior year next year?
You know, I think he's done what he can. You know, since getting hurt didn't help him any because he had a really good game against Rutgers. And as Fran McCaffrey said, he was the reason they won that game. Him getting hurt and Tyler Cook finally getting back into a groove and Cordell Pemble remaining efficient and Ryan Kreener's emergence hasn't helped anything. I don't think there's anything he can do other than when he gets on the floor and has the ball, do what he did against Nebraska on Saturday. Make shots, get rebounds, you know, dish out assists. He's played really well, and I think he just has to keep doing that and not get discouraged with, you know, 12 to 15 minutes as opposed to 20 to 25, which that he might have expected.
Jeremiah, we'll let you get back to work. I'm sure you're ready for an evening at Williams Arena. Are you, the press seating there is awful, at least it used to be. You either get a decent seat or they put you up in the rafters, and hopefully you're not up in the rafters tonight.
Well, I actually haven't gotten to my seat yet. I'm still hanging out in the little waiting area just so I could, you know, didn't have to deal with some noise for you guys. But the 8 p.m. tip isn't going to be great for deadline, but, you know, we'll have some fun. I'm sure it'll be a good game.
All right. Ask good questions tonight.
I'll do what I can.
Jeremiah Davis from the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us on the program.
He's turning into one of my favorite guests that we have on the program.
Jeremiah.
He just gets it. He gets our program.
Jeremiah joins us occasionally in person at the Coach's Corner, where we're going to be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. I don't think Jeremiah will be there in person this particular week, but on Friday we're going to be drawing the grand prize winner for our WWE ticket giveaway. Somebody's going to get the upgrade not only to ringside seats, but they're going to be able to take those seats home at the end of the night, and they're going to win a very nice ring from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Your next chance to win WWE Road to WrestleMania tickets comes with us tomorrow.
All right, we got 8 minutes to play with here on a Wednesday. We'll set you up for Thursday's program, as well as get you ready for you and I basketball tonight that's going to be heard on our North and South gym. He's Todd Brommelkamp. My name is Tyler Ryder. We put a bow on this program next, 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM KGYM.
There are a lot of options when it comes to buying flowers for Valentine's, but there's only one, Rose Authority. That's why every year you keep coming back to 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers never fails to wow her with their elegant and stunning bouquets. And 1-800-Flowers has the best deals on all the Valentine's essentials that you need. Right now, you can order 18 red roses for just $29.99. Or you can upgrade that. That's 24 red roses for just another $10. These breathtaking roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness and your loved one's amazement. 18 red roses for just $29.99. Or an upgrade to 24 red roses for just another $10. That's an amazing Valentine's Day offer. But it expires today. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than your Rose Authority. 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 18 red roses for just $29.99 or to upgrade that to 24 red roses for only another $10, go to 1-800-Flowers.com today. Click the radio icon and enter code Jacoby. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter code Jacoby. And don't forget, that offer ends today. Why wait to wow? Order right now.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
Play real pool. Yeah, the kind manly men play at TCB Pool Hall. TCB isn't one of those joints with a quarter pool table stuck in the back room for atmosphere. No, TCB is a pool hall. 10 full-size tables, you rent by the hour. But you got to be 21 to get in because any regulation game of pool requires something cold in your hand. Pool, cold beer, TCB Pool Hall. On the Ped Mall, next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The hardest part about being a wedding photographer is editing out all his photobombs. Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
Once again, big thank you to Jeremiah Davis taking time out joining us from the Twin Cities. A little over an hour before tip-off between the Gophers and the Hawkeyes. Action can be seen tonight on the Big Ten Network at 8 p.m., your Thursday afternoon Players Club. Brent Bloom, fresh off his appearance on the Cyclone Courtside Call-In Show you were listening to Monday evening. He's going to try to walk us through the highs of the Kansas win, but then turning them around to the lows that was last night in Austin in a two-point loss in the hands of the Longhorns and Shaka Smart's program. That's tomorrow with Brent Bloom. Would you, Todd, and even an opportunity to score from World Wrestling Entertainment, as you were just touching on less than 5 minutes ago.
Speaking of would you, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/APC on KGYM, we ask, would you eat the cheesa, the chicken crust pizza that KFC is allegedly set to roll out? It's a personal pizza, and the crust, rather than being dough, is fried chicken. Your very own Wednesday would ya? You do a would ya every day of the week. A Wednesday would ya? As a sort of a amuse bouche to the regular Thursday would ya? I don't know. I don't know whether we want to do that or not. But it's on the Facebook page, and if you can get over the initial reaction to seeing what this looks like, let us know whether you would eat that or not. And Jerry Ask Investment Services text line has been, oh, so very busy tonight. 366-1600. You can still get some texts in here at the last minute. We've got you and I basketball on the way for you on our FM frequencies. And our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, who wins in the barn tonight? That, of course, the rather affectionate nickname for Williams Arena in Minneapolis, Iowa, or Minnesota. KGYMradio.com is where you can go to vote. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And with that, it's time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. And we just mentioned Iowa basketball. They're looking to make it four wins in a row tonight, taking on Minnesota. It's an 8 o'clock tip-off. The game is airing on the Big Ten Network. Iowa now 6-5 in Big Ten play after its three-game winning streak. Richard Pitino's crew 16-7 overall, but just 4-6 in the league. It's the first and only meeting this year between the two rivals. As a matter of fact, five of Iowa's final seven Big Ten games are single-play contests. Texas's Jarrett Allen hit a pair of free throws with just 7.2 seconds left last night, lifting the Longhorns to a 67-65 win over Iowa State in Austin. Matt Thomas had 17 to lead Iowa State. Deontay Burton had 13. The Cyclones missed 15 of their first 17 shots out of the gate. Speaking of Iowa State, former Cyclone George Niang has been recalled from the D-League by the Indiana Pacers after just one game with Fort Wayne. UNI's in action tonight. You can hear that game on both of our FM frequencies. The Panthers playing host to Southern Illinois at the McLeod Center. UNI's won four of the five last meetings, including a one-point victory in Carbondale earlier this year. The Salukis haven't won in Cedar Falls since 2003. And the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are at home tonight. They take on Des Moines. The puck drops in about 10 minutes at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Riders have won two straight.
You know, I haven't been to a Rider game since 2017. Hit the calendar. I might actually run across the street. It's not literally across the street, but it's just a couple turns from us here at the KGYM studios. Do anything tonight?
You're not going to the Riders game.
Why the hell not?
You're not. You have the look of somebody who's going to go home tonight and take a deep dive onto the couch with Murphy and watch whatever's on. What's on the DVR at home? You watch the. I know because we talked about the XFL 30 for 30. We've mm-hmm. both seen that now. Mm-hmm. What's on the DVR at home? What's Ooh. Waiting? What's waiting for you and Murphy to plow through?
I can't believe I haven't seen this movie yet. But I saw it was on last night when it was past my bedtime, so I DVR'd it.
Saw.
No.
Okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The movie he did last year called The Walk. He tight ropes between the buildings.
Okay.
Is that Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
It's not, that's not a documentary.
It's no, it's an actual movie.
Okay.
I might do that tonight and,
Yeah, I'd go to the Riders game if I were you.
Yeah, see?
Sounds way more entertaining.
Yeah, see? Especially if they're, you know.
Only one of us has their Cedar Rapids Rough Riders pullover on today. And it's me, but I'm not going. I'm heading home. My mother-in-law has been at the house the last couple days, and she's gone now. So I'm going home to enjoy being the king of my castle once again, so to speak. And to probably finish. I think the shoveling and everything got done today before I left for work, so. Was not too pleased to wake up this morning and see how bright it was through the curtains. I knew immediately that there was snow on the ground. But I think there's not much of anything else left in the forecast, I don't think, right? We don't have our staff meteorologist in the building at the moment. Alex Kuhn, I need you to pull up the radar with NORAD. Can you come in and let us know what the forecast looks like? Alex has a game tomorrow night, I believe. High school basketball coming your way. Things are starting to ramp up. State tournament right around the corner. I know Scott Unash is very excited for that. They also are bowling tonight. You can hear all about it tomorrow on the Gym Class. Bowling Night in America update brought to you by May City Bowl.
We got about 60 seconds to go, Todd. First of back-to-back road contests for France team. They've won three in a row. They've put up over 80 points in each of those contests during the winning streak. Do they take care of business tonight against Richard Pitino's team? I say yes, and I say they go over 80.
I think Iowa loses tonight, and it's just a matter of how good Peter Jok is feeling, whether or not he can try to fill it up there. But I think the Gophers are probably going to walk off the floor tonight at Williams Arena with a victory. And then Iowa, they're going to turn around and go to East Lansing to take on the Spartans, which lost the other night to Michigan. They're not a world-beating team in East Lansing this year, but it's still Michigan State. It's still the Breslin Center. It's going to be a tough trip for them.
Stay with us on the North and South Gym, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. If you're looking for Gary Rima's call, they're home. They're looking to continue their winning streak against the Salukis at the McLeod Center. For Alex Kuhn, Todd Brommelkamp, my name is Tyler Ryder. Let's do this all over again tomorrow, okay? 4 p.m. Join us right back here in Studio A.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home.